Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We want to bring that knowledge that we get from the community to the police officer. So exactly what you just said with the breaking in the house thing. The reason why people don't want to call the police is those reasons right there. They're afraid. But why should they be afraid of the police if the police is here to protect us?
Yeah. Now, who is making up the Minnesota Freedom Fighters Organization? You know, we got pastor, we got who all is in it? We got a veteran, we got a firefighter. You guys have just really come from all walks of life to create this,
yes.
Like you said, wonderfully organic organization that is working hard to not only protect the community, but to make it better.
Facts. We all from different walks of life. Different backgrounds, different ages. We're all different, but we all, like I said, are here for the same exact reasons. Our hearts are just, we want to see change. And we can't keep on preaching change or saying what change should look like if we're not actually putting in work to make the change happen. And that's what we are here for, to be the change.
So when we got to take a quick break. I want you to stick around with me because we want to talk about what that change looked like. And we also want to talk about how people can help. You know, folks are hearing what you're saying. I'm seeing so much on social media and some of the text messages that are coming into the station and say, does he need more? Does he need me? Where can I go to help? And so we want to answer those questions. We want to get to that. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with Demaya of the Minnesota Freedom Fighters here on The Shaletta Show. I couldn't let you go without talking more to Demaya. Also known as News from Minnesota Freedom Fighters, a group of black men protecting our community in North Minneapolis. I'm ashamed that I had to read Curtis Lee's LA Times article to find out you guys were in my community, in my town, doing this great and amazing work. Hearing from so many folks who are listening to you, they are co-signing on the work that you are doing, and they want to know how they can help.
There's a plenty of different ways you can help. As far we throw community events. You can always come down to one of the events and help volunteer. We give back to the community, food. We did a school drive. We did a backpack drive. A meet and greet where we just had the bouncy house and music and, you know, all fun and everything's free. You can always volunteer. We accept donations through our GoFundMe account or through our Cash App or Venmo. Any type of help, just support, just going on and put a comment on our Facebook page and saying thank you. That's important and that helps us keep going.
And, you know, people are so grateful and thankful when you all show up. You know, one of the quotes in the article that Curtis A. Lee did in the L.A. Times was that somebody asked for you. One of the kids asked for your autograph, man.
True. Yes, indeed.
So, what's the reception been like from the kids and all those folks in the community?
Okay. Originally, like when you the fear of the unknown is always, you're taken back by that because it's something new and you've never seen it before. You don't know how to be receptive to it. So initially it's like, well, what do they got these big guns for? Because the image of a black man with a gun has always been negative. It's always, oh, they're gangbanger. Oh, they're robbing. Oh, they're negative. But we are here to change that perception because we have the same rights as anybody else that is a different race or color skin. We have the same exact rights, our Second Amendment, and we are exercising our rights. So now we want to normalize black men with guns in a positive way.
And, you know, people are saying they know that when you come, that they feel protected, that they know you have their back. How does that make you feel knowing that, you know, you got a cape on, it's Superman to the rescue, and people are so happy to see you? Because for some of us, brother, you all we got.
Yeah, and that's our goal. That's what we wanted. That's why we're here. It's for our people to feel safe. And in the misconception of, you know, I know we originated on Northside, but we are everywhere. We're in St. Paul. We're in Over South. We've been in the Falcon Heights where, you know, Philando Castile was murdered. We've been everywhere. So we're not just over Northside. We are all over the Twin Cities urban areas because everyone needs our help. We don't care about the color of your skin. We don't care about anything. If you're fighting for something right, if you're supporting Black Lives Do Matter and you believe Black Lives Matter, we are with you because we are Black African-American men and we do matter.
What's the goal? You have already done some amazing things, starting out with just a few of you guys over north, and now you're in so many more communities, so many more people signing up. You're doing community events. You're being a bridge between the police and the folks who they serve or are supposed to serve. You know, what's next for you?
Oh, what's next is the sky's the limit. Our mission is forever changing. Initially, we were just patrolling businesses, and now we getting calls at birthday events, funerals, marches, everything, and we're not turning anything down. If it's for a good cause, it's for the right reason, and we align with that same mission, then we're going to be there for you because we are here to protect and serve our community. We're for the community, we're by the community, and we're going to continue to be in the community.
And, you know, one of my favorite quotes in the L.A. Times article about the Minnesota Freedom Fighters, we're talking to the mayor, also known as News, from that organization, is from Leslie Redmond, the president of the Minneapolis NAACP. And Leslie says, there is no doubt you all stepped up for the community.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely what we did. It came natural. It's like, I don't know, there's a misconception out there that some people believe or, I don't even say believe, they were told, you know, stories and words were mixed up, and it makes it seem like we are being paid to do this. We are not getting paid. We're not funded. We have paid jobs because we are Elite Security LLC now because after, you know, Broadway, that's what we have to do to be, you know, professional.
Right.
On top of, we're not being funded by the government. We're not being funded by any foundation or anything. Everything we do, if we do accept payments, it's because we're getting a paid job. But not out here when we do the marches, everything, we're not being paid to do that.
You're doing it from the heart.
And
exactly. That's why people are asking for your autograph and so happy to see you, because it comes from a place of love. And that's the one thing that, you know, when I was doing my research that I kept hearing from people is that you lead with love.
And that's what everyone should do. If everyone led with love, this racism, this, even the black-on-black crime, and people have another misconception. They say, oh, you guys are worried about the police killing black people, but what are you doing in a community about the black-on-black crime? We are also trying to tackle that as well, but that is not as easy as the tackling the police and the community disconnect. Because it starts there first before we can even attack our black-on-black people, because a lot of the stuff happened because of systematic oppression.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for the work you're doing, for being on the Shaletta Show. We've got a link up to your Facebook and Twitter pages so folks can find you, and we appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.